It's The Broker Show. We're talking real estate, investing, local market trends, feel-good stories, mindsets, and strategies for success. Let us know what you want to talk about, and chances are we will. Hosted by The Broker Joe and co-hosted by Etch.
Hey, it's The Broker Show. I'm The Broker Joe. I am thrilled to be here with you on this gorgeous spring time that we are getting. Cooled off a little bit, but spring is coming. It feels great. I'm here with my good buddy Etch. Etch, how you doing, man?
Doing good.
You good?
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
Loving the spring.
Okay.
Got to go for a walk the other day with the family and bring the dogs.
All the snows. Yeah, a few puddles here and there, but yeah.
You have dogs, right?
Oh, yeah, two of them.
You bring them out for their first walk of the season yet?
I don't. My kids do, though.
Oh,
my
man.
Kids do. Yeah. So I bought these gifts for my kids for Christmas. I bought a one wheel for my one son. So if you haven't seen it, it's like one big wheel.
Yep.
It's like a skateboard. Thing goes fast. It'll take you like 20 miles.
Fat one on it.
Yeah, it's a big fat one. And the other one, I got like a really nice skateboard. It's an electric skateboard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got them for Christmas, and they've been using it around the house. I have dents like through my drywall, all over the house, in the basement, everywhere. It's been awful. But finally, they can take them outside. It's fun to watch them. So they're having a great time. They drove the four wheelers around and the dirt bikes around a little bit. So it's good.
Yeah, we haven't really gotten to that point yet.
Yep, yep.
We brought the dogs out on the river walk there.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And let's just say that was fun.
Yeah.
One of them still kind of in puppy mode. The other one's like going on 2 years old. So.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Both of them, you know, right at the
very
end.
Very excitable.
I mean, really great when other dogs and people are walking by, because there's been a lot of people walking, enjoying the sunshine, enjoying, you know, just
being outside.
Yeah. Getting some fresh air, some vitamin D, you know.
Feels good.
It's been good, you know.
Before we launch into the show, if you haven't already, go and smash that like button on our Instagram, smash that Facebook like button, follow us. You can even go to Twitter and tweet something at us, tweet something at us right now. Maybe you don't have Twitter.
Facebook and our Twitter.
I don't think we're on Snapchat or TikTok or something, you know, maybe we got to work on that, Etch.
Yeah.
Have you got your dances down? Your basic, no?
No.
What?
No.
when you see that person in the mall shooting a video, you're not automatically like, you know, I don't know whatever they're doing. I don't even
so
want to start. Yeah.
Bad.
So bad.
So bad at dancing. In fact, my fiance is talking about it, because we're getting married here in July.
Yeah.
And she says, you know, you got to dance with me. I'm like,
listen, that's the type of TikTok page I would actually watch. The bad dancers. I would be all over that stuff, man.
I could see that.
I'd be all over it. Yeah.
Well, that's the stuff I like watching too.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, people that make fools of themselves.
Yep.
It's great. It's why they listen to, you know, us.
Yeah. I know my daughter's always got one or two that she's like, Dad, we got to do this. So I've pulled off a couple pranks in the house.
The
prank ones are my favorite.
Those are great.
They're fantastic. So I got one on my wife. I'm not going to reveal the details because she does listen to these. So I got one that we're gonna catch her. She's gonna be unsuspecting.
That's
I am hoping to get the whole thing on film. It's gonna be fantastic.
Yeah. I'll just catch her when she's not like grouchy or anything from the daylight saving time changeover.
Then it won't be fit to post. You know, TikTok is pretty PG-13, so we want to definitely keep it in those. Boundaries. So hey, we can get into it. My inspiration today's episode 11
yes.
of The Broker Show. It's called Green Lights. I took some of my inspiration for this Matthew McConaughey. If you I'm sure everyone knows who he is. I like him a lot. He's got an incredible life story, and he actually wrote a book called Green Light.
Yes.
And there is some great principles in there, and I love to read, especially these guys that have a life story that talks about what brought them from where they were as you know, and there's nothing wrong with being normal, average, but we look at guys like this for inspiration, and they have a platform.
Yep.
They have a really important platform to speak from, to stand on. So when they use the platform to actually write books and speak to the betterment of people, I really take notice, and I love it. I love it. So, but I'll start by saying that the more thankful, what I have found in my life is the more thankful I've been for what I have, the more likely I'm going to have more to be grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that again. So the more I am thankful for the things that I have, the more likely I am to have more to be thankful for. So gratitude creates a good steward, right? It creates an environment where you take what you have, what's been given to you, what you've earned, what you've worked for, and you take care of it, right? Because you're grateful for it. Even if it's that, you know, that 1982 hatchback Honda, right? From the one movie. I can't remember what the movie's called, but Honda, they had one on a shelf inside the store. But anyway, right. So, you know, you love it. You know, it doesn't mean anything to anyone else, but it means something to you. Mm-hmm. You worked for it. You earned it. It was given to you. You're grateful for it. Mm-hmm. So you become a good steward of the money you have, of the time that you have, of the things that you have. You make them last longer. You save money. You kind of approach everything with an attitude of gratitude. And so if I'm not thankful for something, right, and I'm always looking across at someone else's yard or across the aisle or at someone else's vehicle and saying, look what they have, and it creates this posture that I'm not thankful, I'm not going to take care of my stuff because I feel like it's junk. I feel like it's not nice as what they have or as good as what they're doing, then I'm not going to be able to create leverage and value in my life. Mm-hmm. And so it's easy to use physical things as examples. But the truth is, it's a mindset, right?
Yep.
So it's not even what you're thinking, right? It's how you're thinking, how I'm thinking about everything that I have in my life. And all of us, you know, there is no one that says, I would like to work the rest of my life doing something that I hate.
Oh, right? No, not at all.
Everyone wants to do what they love, right? Mm-hmm. We all want to do what we love. So when we see someone that's doing what they love, that's why actors are such, they're on such a pedestal, because mm-hmm. Look at them. Look at all the fun they're having. They're up there acting. They get to go. All we see them do is collect awards and Oscars and Golden Globes and rake in money and all this, right? So we look at it, we're like, they're living the dream, right? They're living the dream. The truth is, guys like Matthew, they started out mowing the lawn and whipping the weeds and all the other little simple daily things that all of us have to do. Mm-hmm. And they created that green light for themselves later in the future.
Right.
So we always want, let's back to the green light. We always want a green light. We always want an open door. Everyone wants that mind-blowing opportunity.
Yep.
So here's a stat for you.
Okay.
The average person in the United States will spend 6 months of their life waiting for a red light to turn green. I think we've got a graphic on this.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, I got that one up. I am the red light master.
Are you the red light master? You time it just right, don't you? Absolutely.
Every time. In fact, when I used to be on the road a lot with the touring guys, the guys would argue over who didn't want to ride with me in the work truck because it was like one of those big box ones, stick shift, the whole nine. Yeah. So it took a while to get it going. Mm-hmm. And they knew that if I was with them, they were going to hit a red light.
Uh-huh.
And then they would have to get that old thing going with 30,000 pounds of touring equipment behind us.
Yep.
I'm not going to that. Nope.
Yep. Who's
got that? So like, flip a coin. I hated it. Terrible.
Yeah. So red lights suck. I, all of us. Yep. But let's think about this a minute. Let's just unpack it. So the 6 months, 6 months is a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
So think about the red lights in your life, in our lives. The impatience. Imagine you're sitting there, you're in front of a red light, you're racing, you got to go somewhere, you got to accomplish something. The red light feels like everything that's against you. Mm-hmm. It's like this red light represents, I don't know, my ex, my boss, my this, my that, all the things that have gone wrong. That's what it feels like right in that moment. So, but this is time. This is time. And even more importantly, in life, there are red lights. There are orange lights, right? There are orange lights saying, slow down, hold up, wait a second. It's time to reflect. It's time to learn. It's time to grow. It's time to see things from a little bit of a different perspective because we get really, really narrow-minded. We're zipping down the road. Now we're sitting at this red light. We're watching all the other cars zoom by us, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And we're going, look, it drives us crazy. When we're in traffic, right? And the other side of the highway is going crazy and you just look over there and you're like, oh, right? So it's that feeling, right? And so how can we, there's creating the green light for yourself in life, in investing, in growth of wealth, because that's a lot of what we talk about here on the show is growing wealth through real estate investing. But again, mindsets are so important because I see so many people like, hey, I'm going to get into real estate. We'll talk about this a little bit next episode. I'm going to jump into real estate. I'm going to jump into investing. But the mindset is wrong.
Yep.
The mindset is completely wrong. And the mindset is the winning mindset. And it starts with the simple things. So a little example of how we could create a green light for yourself.
Sure.
Before I go to bed,
what
if I went in my closet and laid out all of my clothes for work the next day?
Mm-hmm.
I ironed my pants. I ironed my shirt. I found the shoes, the right shoe that I couldn't find or the left shoe. I got everything ready. and set it up. I am creating a green light. So all we tend to see right now, Etch, is what we're doing right now. Is I got to go to bed. I want to watch a movie. I want to play a game. All these other things. And what we're doing is when we wake up tomorrow morning and we are, again, habitually squeezing every last minute out, we jump out of the bed to the alarm clock. Yep. We already hit snooze twice because we know if we take an extra 10 minutes, we'll have just the right amount of time to run in the bathroom, jump in some clothes, and run to work. But what if we looked at it differently? What if we had those clothes already laid out? Everything's been pressed. Everything's been prepared. Everything is ready. You're creating a green light for yourself. You're gonna present yourself better to the world, to your work, to whatever you have to do during the day. And that's just one small example of how very simple things can create green lights and opportunity for us in our lives. Green lights.
I like it.
Red lights, orange lights, they're all really important. And I want to always be careful because people listening could go, man, Joe, you know, I'm in this season and it sucks, man. I lost my job. I don't have any disposable income. I don't have any of this stuff. I've already made the bad decisions, man, right? I've already made the mistakes and now here I am. And so here's the thing, but we all have simple things. There's another book that I love. It's called Make Your Bed. And there's a lot of books about making your bed, and I know all of us get really tired of these type of teachings, mindsets, podcasts, whatever it is, but it comes back because there's a really resilient truth there that if we do the small things and we take care, and the reason we don't do it is because we've always got something that we feel like is more important, that is more pressing, or I'll do that tomorrow. Right? The truth is, if I wait till tomorrow to get those clothes ready, I'm not going to put on the shoes that I should be wearing because I couldn't find the other. The reason I haven't worn those is because I've been wondering where that right shoe is for a month, but I've never taken the time to find it. Right?
Makes sense. I've been
wanting to wear that sweet shirt right there for 3 weeks, but it's wrinkled and I don't have the time to iron it. Right? I fill in the blanks with anything in your life that is pressing. And every time you come up against that, it feels like, I'm at a red light. I'm just waiting, right? And we're sitting there, we're wasting that 6 months of precious time of our lives, sitting there tapping our fingers on the steering wheel, looking around at everyone else racing by and going, look at them, look at the freedom they've got, right? Why can't I have that freedom? This stupid red light up here is ruining my life. It's going to make me late. It's going to, right? So no, let's look at the red lights, the orange lights, the things that are slowing us down. We're creating green lights for ourselves. We can use the time, we can use that space to grow and do things right, do things intentionally. And in these podcasts, man, I am preaching to myself so much of the time, which is why I get excited because I'm like, man, Joe, you really need to step up your game, man. Like, and I think of things all the time when I'm preparing or we're talking in between or after, like these are really things that I can apply. I can go home and tweak myself a little bit. It is just a little bit and a little bit more and a little bit more. Right. So, you know, I know that when you're changing a coffee filter, when you're getting coffee ready, you got to change the filter. Right. So change the filter the night before. So when you wake up, you got to push the button and that's it.
Right.
There's little tiny things, but if we start adapting ourselves to the principle, it carries over into bigger steps in life, into much more important things in life. You ever have anything like that?
Well, here's my question. And I'm the type that likes to play in devil's advocate here.
Yep. Let's hear it.
Because I love the green lights. And like I said, I am one of those people who get stopped at the red lights a lot. And it's not just metaphorically speaking. It's also like in traffic and stuff as well. But because of that, what I've learned a lot about, and if you're stuck in one of those events where you're saying, hey, my life is at a red light right now, I'm getting hung up on something, one of the things that I've learned personally is that sometimes those red lights are put there for a reason.
Correct.
That you're going, you think you're going in that direction, and sometimes we don't really look at those red lights as a blessing. We curse them, don't we?
Exactly.
We look at them and say, this is the worst thing ever. This is the worst season I've ever been in. However, if you take a step back and you take a look at that red light and you look at it proactively and say, maybe there's a reason for this. Maybe I need to rethink. And then I think where you're going with this and where I would go with it personally would be to say, okay, tap the brakes. We're at the red light here.
Yeah.
That's fine. Now,
let's take a look at this.
To pause sometimes in life. So much of our time is spent trying to be fast paced, get this done, get that done. Never enough hours in the day. This last weekend, we just lost an hour of time.
Yeah.
How can we afford to lose all this?
Yes.
You know, I'm already pumping the brakes enough. Etch, how can I do this more? Well, sometimes when you pump the brakes and you take a look at things proactively, you can get a better vision of what the green light looks like. Yeah. And then you can appreciate that green light even more when it flips.
Absolutely.
So I've just learned from all the red lights that I've hit in my life, both in traffic and metaphorically speaking, that take that time to really reflect.
Embrace it.
Right.
Embrace it. That is 6 months of your life that you're going to be behind a red light. That's just a stat, folks. And we live in a little more of a rural area, so that's probably a little more reduced for us. But the principle remains. It's a lot of time. And don't waste it. I think of a story last summer. Last summer, I had a fishing trip planned with some friends.
Yep.
And we packed up the SUV. I say we packed it up. I wasn't ready at all. My plan was to be ready, but I let things get in the way. I ran late. It was typical—not typical Joe, but in that month span, it was very typical of me. Behind everything, and the quality of everything I did kind of took a hit, took a nosedive because it was the quantity was overwhelming.
Sure.
So we were supposed to go on a fishing trip, and my friends show up and I'm throwing gear in the back of the car and I'm throwing stuff on. We had kayaks and I strapped the kayaks quickly to the roof and just strapped everything together and took off down the road. So we get on the highway 131 heading north.
Oh no.
And there goes a kayak.
Oh no.
Nose went up first, flipped over 5 or 10 times in the high. I mean, it was crazy. Oh. It was like, it's amazing when you're going 80 miles an hour, 85, how those things sail like a plane.
Oh yeah.
Like they'll go
way up in the air too.
It went way up in the air and it was just like this, right? Hydroplaning. It was amazing.
The people behind you doing.
Oh, they were scattering, man. It was like the Red Sea parting. And so I pull over and of course, this happened 15 minutes into my journey, into the trip. And I had passed all these cars were ripping. Oh, you know, the same feeling, right? Yep. You're late. You're passing people. You get that little satisfaction. You're passing people, you know, on the highway. So now what happens? So what really happened was I had used a strap had broken. Hmm. I had used old straps that my wife said the last time we went, don't ever use these straps again, Joe McNally. These straps are, look at them, they're frayed, they're horrible. Don't you have brand new straps? Yes, I have brand new straps. Problem is that they're inside one of those crazy plastic packs that you have to get an axe to hack through, right? And so I bought them because I needed them, but I just never opened it, right? Mm-hmm. So I used the old ones that I've been using for years and I should not have done it. So now I'm paying for it. Now I'm on the side of the road. I'm running like a madman down the highway in oncoming traffic towards, you know, half of the neighborhoods driving by looking at me like, oh, you're that guy. Oh, yeah, look at this. Oh, there he is. Oh, you know, all of them slowing down, honking horns. And I'm that guy running down the highway after the kayak, which unbelievably, we drug it back, tied it up, and it was no worse for the wear.
You know, that's when you bought good quality
kayaks. I did buy a good quality kayak. Right. That is one thing that did continue to give me the green light to go fishing.
Right.
But at the same time, what I did, it's just an example of so many times in my life that I look back and say, if I'd have taken my time and done it the right way, I'm always trying to live on the edge and squeeze out the minimum amount of time, do the minimum amount of work, right? And that's one of many, many examples of what I could have done to be better prepared to give myself the green light. I would have been there half an hour earlier, right? And so I got passed by all those cars. Have you ever done that? You've been working on the highway on a trip to pass cars for 3 hours, and then someone says, I got to use the bathroom. You're like, nope.
Yeah.
Those cars, I've been working on passing for 3 hours, man.
It's always the semis. I can always tell it's the semis, too, because I'll be sitting there waiting. I'll be like, oh, wait a minute. No.
No, sir.
I saw that UPS truck or that Amazon truck, and we already passed that bugger, and he was sitting there, and the thing that gets me is when they go to pass another semi, and they're like, this, like, you know, you're back here behind one and they're not going for like 5 miles and they're not because they don't pass each other.
Exactly.
And then you finally get past them and then you're like, rest stop. And then you're like, oh, no.
No way, man. No.
no. Done deal. This is when I turn around and go home. I'm like, nope.
Oh my. Yeah. It's happened too many times.
Yep.
Yeah, what you don't know about Etch is that Etch actually is hiding the water he dumped all over his shirt.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Etch, you care to show that? Yeah, look at that.
I don't know if you can see it.
Look at that. He dumped water all over.
It's kind of dry.
Is it? Yeah, oh man. It's getting there. Okay.
That's the beauty of wearing, you know, a gray, what do they call this, birch, yeah. I think it is.
I didn't see him dump the water. Oh, no. I don't know if it was something else or not. That's the story he gave me.
I was washing the COVID off of our cups and
Okay.
I went to spray it out with the sprayer thing, yeah. And apparently here at the studio, yeah, the sprayer sticks. So I went to I put it back, you know, the hose, yeah, back down to the thing, yeah, and it just goes. Psh!
Oh, but no!
It was one of those delayed reactions where I'm just like, you know, yeah, you don't know what to do. So yeah, I'm sitting there and I'm just tapping the thing. It's like pop, 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 and finally, yeah, goes psh! And cuts off.
Yeah, I was in a, yeah, church kitchen the other day, mm-hmm, and they've got these big professional dishwashers. Right. Have you ever seen those?
Oh, I love those things. Yeah.
Okay. They're pretty sweet.
My fiance, I'm like, when we get a new house, yeah, and I hit the lotto, yeah, I'm getting one of those.
They're awesome.
No questions asked. 5 minutes.
It's like 5 minutes. Everything's, yeah, done. Right. Yep. They're dry. They're clean. Yep. They're done. Right.
Done deal.
So, well, next to it is the station with the big handle. Yeah. So I'm in there. I'm in the back room because my daughter volunteers back there. Yep. So I'm back there. She's like, there's no food left. And she's like, come back here. There's more food in the fridge, right? So I went back in.
That's a good dog.
So yeah, yeah. She's fantastic. So I go back there and I dirty a dish and I'm like, I got to clean it, right? Because they're all already clean. Mm-hmm. I felt bad. So I go over there and they had one of those big things.
Oh yeah, the giant ones that are like industrial, like take the paint off a bumper kind.
It was exactly like that.
Yes, I love those.
I think I took the paint off. There's like a swath of the room, like it was gray, and there's, right, like across the room, shoo, like a lightsaber. It's terrible.
Those things, I swear, the only thing that is able to get dried up egg off of a pan,
yeah,
or dried on fruity pebbles from your kids' cereal bowls, mm-hmm, in the morning. Gosh, the, mm-hmm,
yeah,
I refuse to buy them because of that.
Yeah,
nope, not dealing it. Terrible.
The potatoes are the worst too. They crust at, yes, the edges, get real dark, and they don't, yes, come off. It's terrible.
You sit there and you soak them for like 25 minutes,
yeah, yeah,
and you're like, "Come on, should be all set." Nope, still,
nope,
stuck. I don't know why they don't make, like, they could repair the Michigan roads with those things. You
they
know?
Could. I 100% agree.
Just dry up some, mm-hmm, mashed potatoes, mm-hmm, and eggs, and you're good,
yep,
to go.
Yep. Well, we are going to get back to talking about real estate, yes, next episode.
Cool.
Next episode is going to be called "Hot Pockets in Hot Make Hot Markets." Hot, mm-hmm, pockets make hot markets. So what does that mean? Well, I'm not going to spill the beans. We might be talking about Hot Pockets,
which is
what I lived, yeah, off of for like 3 years before I was married.
Still do.
I kept trying to after that. I mean, for a long time, I'd sneak a box of them in my, yeah, cart on the way home. Yep. You know,
it, yeah, doesn't work.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, you know, frozen on the outside, boiling lava hot in the middle.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't, yep, have it any other way.
That's the way that it works.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Absolutely.
Especially the ones that are pizza flavored. You know, if you end up getting the ham and cheese ones,
yeah,
not so bad.
Yep.
But that lava pizza,
exactly,
sauce,
it is. It's boiling lava.
Yep. And, yep, then you're sitting there and you got to talk with like a lisp because you're like your whole,
exactly,
roof of your mouth has,
it's
a
honestly
bubble
a thrill
over it.
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's exciting. That Hot Pockets and Hamburger Helper, what I lived on.
Oh, I love Hamburger, yep, Helper still.
Best day of the week. Best freaking day of the week was when you walk down the supermarket aisle as a bachelor, mm, and they have a brand new flavor of Hamburger Helper.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely. I mean, do a dance right there in the aisle, man. Oh. Absolutely.
What gets me, and this is a completely sidetracked.
Okay, here we go.
My favorite was always the four cheese, mm-hmm, lasagna Hamburger, yep, Helper. They used to have one that had the premium cheese, yep, sauce that you'd put over the top of it.
Yeah.
And all it was is just
premium
terrible
cheese, yeah, sauce.
And it wasn't, it was like mix it up with water.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
it, all it was is just basically flour cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what it was, but it made, and it's like sour cream sauce, yeah, a little, yeah, bit, yeah, flavor to it. Oh, is that the best? And then they got rid of it. And I'm like, what are you doing? I don't like this anymore. Give me the hamburger.
It's like
back
when Taco Bell takes away, yeah, a menu item. That everyone loves. And I don't go to Taco Bell, but I know when they take it away, it hits the news. It's, yep, on Fox News. Like, oh, yeah, Taco Bell. And then it's back in 6 months. It's just, yep, just for publicity.
I feel,
right,
like, yeah, I feel like they've figured it out now.
Sure.
Like, if we do this, then it's going to make it so that there's a run on it.
Exactly,
later.
Exactly.
So, yeah, let's do it.
So
that
all,
way.
It's all, yeah, numbers and science. So, yeah, so, well, hey, guys, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry at all. We went off on a few rabbit trains today, but it's all good. Green lights. Find
green
your
lights.
Green light and learn through the red lights. Next week, Hot Pockets make hot markets. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about this crazy hot market we've got going on right now. More coming. Again, if you haven't yet, smash the like button on the Instagram. Follow us. Go to Facebook at The Broker Joe, The Broker Joe on Instagram, and Twitter, The Broker Show. We would love to see you there. We'd love to answer your questions. We would love to bring up a question, concern, or comment you have in one of our next episodes. We'd love to hear from you.
I'm down.
All right. Sounds good. I'm The Broker Joe.
I am Etch.
And we'll talk to you later.